3. Are you agreeable to being interviewed for anything?
Yes, I am.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name?
MaryJaneRapilison.
And your husband's name?
Harlan, H-A-R-L-A-N.
My name is Pat Walters, and I'm talking with Mary Jane Ratliff here in McLean County, Kentucky. Today's date is March 30th, 1983. Mary Jane, what is your occupation?
Housewife.
And your husband?
Harlan.
How long have you lived here?
About 46 years.
And where did you live before?
Davis County.
And where are your parents from?
Davis County.
And their occupation?
My mother was a housewife, and my father was a farmer.
And what were their names?
My mother's name was Ethel Howard Malone, and my father was John C. Malone.
And where do you attend church?
Blessing Hope Center Baptist.
How old are you?
62.
And your birthday?
June 24th, 1920.
And where did you go to school?
UC High School.
And you didn't test?
Yes.
And you had any third grade?
No.
When did you learn to quilt?
Oh, 40 years ago, I guess.
How old were you when you learned?
Oh, after I got out of high school.
And who taught you to quilt?
My mother, I guess. My grandmother, maybe.
And how were you taught to quilt?
My mother, when I started, she already had pieces cut out, and it was a 9-patch, best I can remember, just simple, and she showed me how to fold a block together and make a block, a quilt block.
Anyone else in your family who quilted?
None but my mother and grandmother.
And they aren't like?
No.
Have there been periods of your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Yes, when all my children was young.
Why did you take up quilting again?
Well, it's a hobby.
How much time do you spend quilting?
About 5 or 6 hours a day now.
And, where do you like to quilt?
In front of the window, in the living room.
Any special time of day?
2 or 3 hours in the morning, 3 or 4 maybe in the afternoon.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
From magazines, or quilt books, or from friends. We have patterns in our life.
What are some of the patterns you enjoy making?
Oh, I made a lot of stars, and barrels of stars, and I've made two long stars. And I made wedding ring, and turn dash, and you name it, I've made it, I think.
You don't have a favorite?
Well, favorite is the stars, I think.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
Well, that would be the design and the workmanship and then the colors that they use in the quilt. And well, the quilt and design is suitable to the pattern.
Why do you make quilts?
Well, it's just something I like to do, and it's profitable as well as keeping me occupied, I guess.
Is that why you made them in the first place?
Well, I guess, too, when I first made them, I made them to have them for cover, too.
Which do you find most satisfying, piecing or quilting?
No, I just quilt and piecing.
What?
I don't know. I just enjoy it more.
Did you ever participate in quilting?
No. Never did. But my mother, I had them when I was a child. I remember coming home from school, and the ladies would be there, and they would be around quilting, playing quilting. And I guess they call that quilting to me.
Is there a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
Well, I don't know if there would be. They would bring a covered dish, and each lady would, and they'd all just have a party and quilt at the same time, but I always thought it was quilting bee. I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever quilted with other people?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
No, the only thing I was thinking about was that I guess that would be a quilt for Kentucky that they just started talking about in the last year or something like that.
You don't know what the term refers to?
No.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
No, I haven't.
Do you have any quilt books?
Yes, I have a lot of quilt books.
What are your favorites?
I can't think of the names of them. I have so many.
You read any quilt magazines?
Yes, I have.
Which one?
Quilter's Newsletter and Lady Circle Patchwork Quilts. Well, I did take Quilt World and this new one. But I can't think of the name. I just can't get out very long.
Do you prefer one over another?
I like the Quilt Letter because it comes out every month. But then I think the other one is superior, the Lady Circle Patchwork Quilt.
Why?
Well, it seems like that it has more detail to the patterns, and then it has a lot of quilt patterns in it, too.
Do you ever take patterns from these magazines?
Yes, I do get ideas as well as patterns. I do use part of one pattern and the quilt and design or something from another.
You don't follow the patterns exactly?
Not every time.
Do men quilt?
Yes, I've heard of them quilting, but I've never seen one that quilted.
Okay. What do you do with your finished quilts?
Well, I gave each of my 4 children 5 apiece, and that pretty well took care of all the surplus ones, but now I just quilt the tops of other people, the already piece.
So you do quilt for other people?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Well, just friends or neighbors, or just anybody. I quilted some people from New York and California and several of those states, Mississippi.
Why?
Well, I just enjoy doing it.
When did you start quilting for other people?
Oh, probably 2 years ago or something like that.
Did you sell your quilts?
Yes, I have sold several calico quilts when they first opened. I was the first person to take quilts up there and sell them when they fixed it open. I went to see about, you know, what they were taking.
And where were they?
That was at Northboro on Highway 60.
When did you start selling your quilts?
It may have been 12 years ago, I can't remember.
Why?
Well, I just had several on hand at that time that I had made.
What do you do with old quilts when they wear out?
I use it to fill them and comfort to pack them.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
Not in a show, but I've been in McLean County Fair.
When?
A couple years ago, I entered one I made for my grandson, for the youngest son. Got a second on him, but before that, I don't know, a year or two, I entered one and got first prize.
Why did you?
Yep, a homemaker's club.
This is McLean County.
This is McLean County. They wanted to each member that would enter something in the fire. Well, for all I had been.
What quilts did you have?
Well, one of them was that the Variable Star, and the other one seemed like it was Begone or something surrounded. You know, there was a battle with that name, but...
Begone,
I believe that was
Begone surrounded?
Do you think there's been any change in people's attitude about quilts? Well, yes, we used to think just the old grandmas was the only ones that ever did any quilting, and now the young married ones, some of them are not even married or interested in quilts.
How do you account for the change?
Well, I think it started whenever our bicentennial year came about. You heard more about quilting, and I believe that's when it started.
What do you think is the value of quilting?
Well, to me, it was just something to pass the time, and it was profitable as well.
What are your favorite colors to use in quilting?
Blue, beige, brown, the red, or anything that's colorful, yellow, it's pretty.
Do you use a standard frame, or a hoop, or a lap frame?
Standard.
How has the material used in quilting changed over the years you've been quilting?
Well, when it first started out, the scrap that you had left over from making garments was about all that I had to use in the quilts. And up now, while people buy just enough yardage to make a quilt, and it's all right.
Do you applique?
No, I never did applique.
What makes a good quilt stitch?
Well, it's they're tiny and even stitches. Is that all I can say about quilts?
Do you ever embroider on your quilt?
No, I never did. All I embroidered was cross stitch when they cross stitch.
You don't sign your quilt?
No, I never sign it.
Do you make up your own designs?
Well, you usually have a pattern start out, and I change it, maybe some suit. Maybe you have a notion or whatever.
What's your favorite quilt pattern?
Oh, I guess the Variable Star or the Wedding Ring.
Why do you like the stars so
much? I don't know. I just like them. There's many different patterns of the stars.
And what colors do you like?
Blue. My favorite.
Thank you, Mary Jane.